With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The legendary City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco is celebrating its 35th anniversary. City Lights was co-founded by poet and novelist Lawrence Ferlinghetti as the nation's first paperback store in 1953.
My original partner, who had the brilliant idea of starting the first paperback bookstore in the United States, was Peter Martin, who was the son of Carlo Tresca, the famous Italian anarchist who was assassinated on the streets of New York.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti says paperbacks weren't considered real books back in the 50s, but the form proved to be hospitable to the poets of the Beat generation who flocked to City Lights.
The idea was to support a little magazine called City Lights that Pete had and pay the rent for the little magazine by opening this little one-room pocket bookstore, and we couldn't get the door closed from the minute we opened.
City Lights formed a publishing arm which printed the early Beat poets, including Allen Ginsberg's famous poem, Howl.
I often wondered why more bookstores don't publish books. I know some do it very rarely.
While Lawrence Ferlinghetti's name will always be linked to the Beats, he himself was not one of them.
When they were around New York and Times Square, I was living in a French family in Paris working on a French doctorate. I didn't get to know any of them until they came to San Francisco. A bookstore naturally is a magnet for poets.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti's most famous book of poetry, A Coney Island of the Mind, has sold close to 1 million copies. Ferlinghetti's new novel is called Love and the Days of Rage, a love story set in the smoke of a 1968 student rebellion in Paris, published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Poet and novelist Lawrence Ferlinghetti, owner of the famed City Lights bookstore in San Francisco, was prosecuted as a pornographer in 1956. The reason? His small press published Allen Ginsberg's legendary poem, Howl.
We were exonerated by a judge who handed down the precedent that stood ever since, the principle being that you can't judge something obscene if it has the slightest redeeming social significance.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti says most small publishers in the 1950s didn't have the resources to defend themselves from the censors.
Luckily, we had what Bush considers infamous. The American Civil Liberties Union defended us.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti, whose new novel is Love and the Days of Rage, was born in Yonkers, New York, and educated at Columbia. After earning a Ph.D. at the Sorbonne in Paris, he began to wonder where he might settle.
One of my French buddies said, well, you drink a lot of wine. San Francisco is the only real wine-drinking, wine-growing region in the United States. Why don't you go there? So I did.
In San Francisco, Ferlinghetti co-founded the City Lights bookstore and began a long-time association with the writers of the Beat generation, many of whom proved to be self-destructive.
The ones that died, like Kerouac, certainly self-destructed. Jack drank too much. Too bad he drank too much. He'd be around today to enjoy his fame.
But Ferlinghetti says other Beat writers, such as Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs, are lessons in survival. Lawrence Ferlinghetti is the author of a new novel, Love and the Days of Rage, which explores the relationship between two people during the French student rebellion in 1968. Published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 20 years ago, the novelist and poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti, best known for his classic poem Coney Island of the Mind, was visiting Paris. It was spring of 1968 and the time of the student revolution. 3 years ago, Ferlinghetti went back to Paris and decided to write about the rebellion.
Read all the microfilm from all the newspapers and magazines from that period and sat in cafes and wrote the book.
The result is Love and the Days of Rage, the story of an American woman painter who falls in love with a successful European banker who claims to be an anarchist as the riots break out.
Yeah, it's a love story, but with the political basis of her trying to get him to put his actions where his mouth is and do something to promote the student revolution.
The banker plans to blow up a train as it pulls into Paris, but Ferlinghetti's novel proves to be a cliffhanger that keeps the reader hanging.
There are some great novels that leave you hanging on a cliff like that. I thought it was an appropriate place to stop because I didn't know what was going to happen to them.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti sees the 1968 student rebellion as a worldwide protest against the dehumanization of men and women.
The book is really an attempt to revivify the best part of the spirit of 68 in a time, that is today, when spirit is really needed again.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti, co-founder of the famed City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco, the author of a poetic novel, Love and the Days of Rage, published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.